Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
The Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman right here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, here we are, folks. We're encroaching upon the limits of summer. And that means baseball is going to start to ramp up. Basketball is going to be on the way out. And football draft has been taking place. And now we have what?
Hockey. Hockey's playing the playoffs on the way out.
Right. We've got hockey. And are people following hockey?
Oh, yes, they are. It's playoffs time, man. Hockey's huge. I love it. It's big time.
Yeah. Well,
would you tell everybody why you're not so much hot on hockey? Because you went to the press room with me, and you didn't like the food, so you would not go back to it.
Well, that's also true, but there's many other things. It's not
a great game.
It is a great game, but it's not my sport.
Luke Robitaille, he knows not what he say. I tell you right now.
Luke Robitaille.
The Kings are in the playoffs. They got to be watching, you know, see what's going on and happening. And all these good teams are in there. This is a great time of year. This in the fall. Here you got basketball in playoffs. Yeah, you got hockey, as you mentioned. You got baseball going. Fall is better because you got football starting. And then the other ones are starting up, hockey and basketball. And baseball's winding down in the fall classic. It's exciting.
Well, it is wonderful, and then we slide into the doldrums of preseason NFL football.
Yeah,
You know, we'll have to get through it.
Yeah, sounds like you're excited about that.
I'm really excited about it.
Listen to us on SiriusXM, Sports Byline, on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Also, don't forget you can watch us, the video, always up there on YouTube. We got our YouTube channel, but we're also on Facebook Live. It's posted up there. You can see it on Roku, CRNTalk.com, Twitter, Twitch, Tiki Live, Periscope, all that going on here for you. You can email Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. When we come back, we got a special announcement, a big event coming up that Fred Dreyer is going to be telling you about. I think it's been announced. If not, we'll be kind of taking the wraps off it and announcing it before it should be announced. But it's going to be another evening with Fred Dreyer.
I'm going to get my pencil out.
Better get your pencil out for this one. Follow Fred on Facebook, /TheRealFredDreyer, and on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. We'll be back here in the Sports Lounge. Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Your host here, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program. That's right, I'm looking at you.
Be careful.
The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Don't look over this one. I'm going through my notes, as I usually do, either on the way to the station here or when I get here. Lakers. I forgot to mention Lakers, and, of course, when you talk about them here, it's playoff season now. There's a lot of good games going on.
They're not one of them.
But the Lakers are not involved in them. As a matter of fact, everybody in this town is trying to figure out what to say, what to do about the dilemma of what the Lakers are in. And nobody seems to know what's going on. Bill Plaschke here at the Times has interviewed Jeannie Buss, and still there's no definitive, satisfying answer to what the hell's going on over there in Inglewood.
Well, are they going to talk about it now? The playoffs are going on now. It's like probably after playoffs they start to take a look at things.
I don't think a team that badly run has to wait till the season's over.
Tip it.
They have no alternative. Who are they going to get players from?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, they had been talking about that, and we got to figure out who's running the show, and it's unfortunate, but here we are. And let's see what happens after the playoffs go. By the way, are you following the basketball playoffs?
I'm not a huge basketball guy. I'll watch a game now and then, but I'm going to watch football. I'm going to watch baseball. I'm going to watch hockey. Then I get into basketball. Yeah, I tune into the last 2 minutes to see who's going to win the game.
Well, how did you get stuck on hockey?
I just went to the games. I worked with KRLA Radio. They carried the Kings games. Everybody said, well, it's hockey. You don't want to listen. I started listening to it. Got to be friends with Bob Miller. Went down and got to know the Kings management. I used to go down to the games. And there was when they played at the Forum, before they got Wayne Gretzky, not that many people showed up. It was maybe like half full. Maybe it would be full when there'd be like, say, the Flyers. And then all the people in the crowd were Flyers fans and not Kings fans. But I was there. Tom Hanks was like in the row right in front of me. We'd turn around and chat about it. He's a big hockey fan. This was now at the Forum, not at the Staples Center. And I got to know the Buss family. I got to know Dr. Buss at an evening. We had a big cable convention at Pick Fair when he lived there. And my operations guy at the time, Key Budge, later an L.A. County Sheriff, says, why don't you go talk to Dr. Buss and see if we can't carry the Lakers and the Kings on CRN Radio. So I went up to Dr. Buss. I said, Dr. Buss, I'm Michael Horn. Introduced myself. I said, we got this audio network that's on. This is before Mark, what's his face, at his audio.com there, Mr. Dallas Maverick. Anyway, so we're sitting there. And Dr. Buss says, call me next Thursday
at
2 o'clock. And so I wrote it in my book, and now I'm driving out in Orange County, California. I was like, oh my God, it's near 2 o'clock. I pull off, put my car in a car wash. This was prior to cell phones. And I got on the phone, a pay phone, and put in the dollars and whatever. And I called the number that Dr. Buss gave me. And it was Dr. Buss's office. I said, I'm Michael Horn, and Dr. Buss has been, and I was calling for Dr. Buss. Oh, he's not in today. I went, oh, I'm Michael Horn. And he told me to call. Oh, Mr. Horn, he said to put your call through to Pick Fair. So before even cell phones, Dr. Buss had a way of taking the call from the Forum and throwing it right over to Pick Fair. And so I talked to him, and we chat a little bit. And he says, well, you know, that sounds like a good idea. And we got the deal to carry on cable audio the Los Angeles Lakers and the Los Angeles Kings. Chick Hearn with the Lakers, Bob Miller with the Kings. And so, you know, I said the Laker games were always sold out. So I started going and hanging out with the Kings games. We carried, we talked about Jeannie Buss. She was carrying LA Strings Tennis at the time and stuff. She was working for her dad. I'd go to lunch with Jeannie Buss and talk about what was going on. And I would hang out with the Kings, met James Woods, the actor, big hockey fan, and he was there. He had just done a great film, and I said, you know, you were great in that film. He says, you know, and you might be able to attest to this, Fred Dreyer, because he said, it's really tough to find good scripts. And so he says, you got to be careful, get a good script, and then you get something great, like you had with Hunter. Am I correct?
Well, that's about right.
Yeah. So anyway, so we talked with him, and I'd wear a suit there with a tie, and as I'd walk out of the lounge there at the Forum, people, because the players would go out that way as well, kids would think I was a hockey fan. So I signed a few autographs, Mike Horn. Oh, yeah.
They thought you were forward. They thought you were the center or the forward.
Yes. Yeah. I told Bob Miller, I said, this one guy thought I was so-and-so on the Kings. And he goes, I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway.
Bob.
So, yeah, so that's how I got into hockey. Hockey's a great game. Here's what the deal. Go to 3 hockey games. Go to them. Don't watch them on TV. Don't listen on the radio. Go to them. And if you're not hooked in 3 games, I agree with Bob Miller on this, then okay. But you will get hooked because it just, for a while there, I stopped even watching baseball because it was so slow compared to the action of hockey. It's got the action of football even faster because it's on the ice. So these guys have to be incredible skaters. They have to know the game and be able to pass and backhand, and it's just a great game to get locked into.
You know what's really funny about this is listening to it. My wife and her good friends, yes. Janet Jones and all of the other bopper chicks in town, we all go to the Laker game in the 80s.
Yeah, the Lakers, there was a place to be seen. It was. But I was always the unconventional guy. I'd go somewhere on the startup, and it was the Kings for me.
Well, at halftime, all of the stars would come out of their seats, and they'd come down to the sideline to see, you know, Mr. Buss.
Yeah, there you go.
And one of those people was Wayne Gretzky.
There you go.
So Wayne was in town. He went down there, and we hadn't met him yet. And I looked over and saw my wife, Tracy, and the girls, Janet Jones. Janet says, I'm going to go down there and meet Wayne. I may or may not be back.
It's great. It's good.
She went. We watched her. We watched right down the pathway, right across the lower section of the seats, right around under the basket, and down on the other side, and there she was. And that was it. And later on, Wayne said, as soon as I saw her, I knew. You know, it's one of these things that in life, how that works.
She knew.
So I became...
The person that got them together.
No, I wasn't the guy that did that. I was just there watching.
Yeah.
And but that's how they...
That's how they met.
That's how they met, and that's how I kind of liked the Kings there for a while.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, Dr. Buss... I'm telling you, one of the greatest guys in the world. I mean,
yep.
He literally took a chance on a guy just with a startup and listened to it and said, you know, it makes sense. And Bob Miller would tell me, hey, I got a call from the guy in Washington, said he heard me on TV last night calling the games. And that's how CRN, or at that time Cable Radio Network, took off. And then Bruce McNall later got the Kings. And then that's when Gretzky came to town, when McNall did. I even had the story on how that happened. It was in the GM's office, McNall there. And Peter Pockington would be talking to McDowell, Peter Pockington from the Edmonton Oilers, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Kings playing them in the first round. And Pockington would say, you know, I'm just about had it with that guy. He was like, yeah, Gretzky, he's such a whiner. He's always whining and stuff. He'd be telling this to McNall. So one day he calls Bruce McNall up, and in Bruce's, and Gretzky had told McNall, there's no way, I'm not going to the Kings. And at this time, he's sitting in the office, and so Bruce McNall, so he says, yeah, how you doing with Gretzky? I think Pockington goes, that guy is the biggest whiner. He's always whining about this. I got a good mind to get rid of him and get him out of there. And after the call, Wayne Gretzky said, I'm coming to the Kings.
Yeah, after he saw Janet Jones.
Probably true.
That's how he got here.
That's probably true.
Believe me.
That's probably it. Probably you, Fred Dreyer.
Yes, that's what I did.
Brought Wayne Gretzky to Southern California.
Yes, I did. I gave him a lift, dropped him off, and never saw him again.
That's it. But you got that same TV that he had.
Yeah,
you kept us a little longer.
He helped me out. I went over to his house and I saw all of this TV stuff there. So I got to have one of those. And pretty soon I got one, and then I couldn't get rid of it.
We'll be back with more. It's the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, and just one of the great sports announcers of all time. I mentioned that because we'll get back to that in a second. But first, we have to say hi to Kelly, who is listening to us in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
The Pittsburgh Pirates annihilated the Dodgers, and so what can I tell you?
5-1.
Yeah.
Was it 5-1?
Yeah, it was 5-1.
Oh, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It's only a game.
It's really something
else.
One
of 500 they play.
You know, you did, people don't know this about you, but you did, I think, a year at CBS Sports as a color commentator on football for CBS. And I bring that up because apparently someone following in your footsteps, a player that when he becomes a former player has already signed the deal, Tom Brady, says he's going to join Fox Sports as the lead NFL analyst when his playing career ends. Now, Joe Buck is gone, so who knows who they'll be pairing Tom Brady with.
Well, maybe. He'll be caller. He won't be play-by-play.
Yeah, I know, but maybe they'll pair him up with Joe Davis. Think Joe Davis will be doing football?
He'll be doing something for Fox.
Something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might get tired of Joe
Davis.
He's
the number one baseball guy now that Joe Buck is over at, isn't he at ESPN going to be doing Monday Night Football, I think.
ESPN will be doing Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and
that means
that's
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck is going over there.
Oh, man. That's tough to eat.
You're not a huge Joe Buck fan, are you?
I give people a chance, and we've heard him now with the Dodgers for the last 3 years.
No, Joe Buck. I'm not talking about Joe Davis. I'm talking about Joe Buck.
Oh, Joe Buck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joe Buck left Fox, went over to ESPN. So
yeah,
Joe Davis, who's with the Dodgers, is now the front man for baseball, and maybe he'll be the front man for football.
Well, maybe. No, listen. They're good enough. I mean, I don't think there's anything that strikes me as something you really look forward to listening to.
But you go back to the days because you started your career in from college, I should say, in the pros with the New York Giants, and you hung out with the great Howard Cosell. You and he.
I certainly did.
How did you guys first meet? You and Howard.
How did we meet?
Yeah, remember the first meeting that you had? Because I know you said it used to be out in the street, and you go out and talk to him, smoke a cigar or something a little bit.
I first met Howard when he was covering a giant footballs, all sports, in New York City in 69 after I played against Joe Namath and the Jets in the college all-star game.
You're sounding like a woman. You go, after I came to play the game.
I did this. So he interviewed me. And
now
I got,
try to get out of it. You're going to sound like he interviewed you and go ahead.
He interviewed me and we kind of like talked a little bit and I found out he lived right around the corner from me. I said, well, I'll come by.
In New York right there. Yeah,
64th Street.
Yeah.
64th Street.
So you said you'd come by.
I said, I'll come by and bother you.
That's good.
I did.
I know you did.
So, but anyway, he was an interesting guy. I got a lot of I got a big kick out of Howard and if you were aggressive with him, he liked you. But if you didn't, then you know.
As the storyline for this game unfolds. This is the same way we saw you starring in the Hugh Hefner expose they had recently. And you were at the Playboy Mansion, and Mr. Hefner said, hey, come on by, and you came on by.
Yeah, and he couldn't
2 o'clock
get,
in the morning,
get, he
the, first,
get rid of me.
The first night.
I know.
You come by. He asked you by the first time. You come by at 2 in the morning? I guess
he
that's
said,
a problem.
You're welcome to come here anytime you want. How about tonight? Can I stay here tonight?
This is great. Only Fred, you know Fred. He's you tell him that he's a straight shooter. Come right back at you.
Well, I have to go outside and walk the grounds for a while, and then I realize, okay, this is. I think I could manage this.
Yeah. And so that was a good friendship that lasted many years. What
yeah,
did I
yeah.
say?
It was since from 72, January of 72, all the way up to the time he died a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's really something. Good friendship lasts for a while. It's the good man Fred Dreyer there. So I got to talk to you a little bit baseball here because I wish we could show this. We'll have to try to get this and get it together. But the Dodgers were playing the Cubs, and they swept them in a three-game series.
Yep.
And at one point, Max Muncy is at the plate for the Dodgers, and the ball, I guess, bounces the baseball, and to grab it, Contreras, the catcher that and he's up for a contract renewal, I believe, too. Wilson Contreras, he was trying to get the ball that bounced in the dirt, and he goes to get it, and as Muncy's standing there, and he runs around Muncy's right leg, he grabs Muncy in the private parts. I mean, literally grabs onto him as he wheels his way around the body, and Muncy goes down. They have to bring out the doctors and everything.
Muncy goes down?
Oh, yeah. He has to check out. The doctor comes out to see, you know, how bad the injury is. I'm sure Muncy needed a few moments just to kind of sit there and rest. And
so what are you saying?
I think Contreras did it on purpose. I think that you talk about dirty playing. That's dirty playing. How's a guy going to bat after the catcher puts the squeeze on him, so to speak?
Well, what did the umpire do? What was he doing?
The umpire didn't do anything.
He was trying to figure out if he should jump in or not.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
and they got
there.
It posted. You can search it on, I'm sure, if you go on the internet and put Muncy Contreras, ball bouncing in the dirt. Baseball. Make sure and put baseball bouncing in the dirt.
Right. Well, look, you got to do what you got to do when you're playing ball.
Mm-hmm. Wilson didn't help Wilson Contreras.
Didn't help.
No, the
didn't
Cubs
help
having some problems.
Yeah, they're in bad shape.
So, I wanted to go through this because we talk about the power rankings here on this show every week, and they got a new list of power rankings that are kind of a little bit like last week. New people are in there. The Dodgers are number one again.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the Yankees are number two again,
mm-hmm.
and I think the Mets were number three again, even though Max Scherzer went ahead and lost a game there when he played against Philadelphia. With what's-his-face, the ex-Washington National hitting a home run there. The Angels are in fourth place, and here's the deal. Have you been watching Shohei Ohtani? I mean, this is literally, if the Angels come
this
to your town.
This is great baseball theater.
Exactly. He was throwing a couple of games last week. He was on the mound, and he had thrown like 53 pitches. 46% of them were strikes. 53 pitches, 46% of them were strikes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's pretty amazing.
So he's dealing.
Yeah. Apparently we have no signal on your face right now, so we'll just go ahead and enjoy me for a second. So anyways, so that's number one. Then there's a game in the ninth inning where the Angels are down to the Washington Nationals 4-2, and with like two outs, they get a couple of guys on base, and Ohtani cranks one off the wall, ties the game. And if you look at the fan in the stands, make sure you look at the hit, because she uttered some explicatives that were quite interesting. Even I could read them off her lips, like, my bleeping.
Wait, who did this?
A lady in the stand. She couldn't believe that Ohtani cranked this double and got the two runs in.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rendon comes up on the Angels, formerly of the Nationals, and he cranks a single, and the Angels win the game. And then the other night, Shohei Ohtani hits his first grand slam and then hits a second home run. This is the power rankings here. That's why they're going up.
Well,
the Angels.
Ohtani could easily be the MVP of the league.
Yeah, you think?
Could be.
I think so. I think he's got to be the player of the week.
I mean, he's certainly that.
Yeah. So it's really something. And now they're saying that the Major League Baseball is committing to playing regular season games in London in 2023, 2024, and 2026. Now, I got a problem with that because who cares? Doesn't that screw up a play? If you go on a team, like when they play football there, doesn't it mess you up?
And you know what? Here's the problem. This is a problem.
Yes.
If you're a player in the league,
Yes.
You've got people right now making plans for your career
right.
to play in Europe.
Exactly.
You don't want to have people making that decision.
Exactly.
Because I may not want to play in Belgium.
Exactly. So exactly the thing that's going on, I'll tell you. Hey, we lost our picture of Fred Dreyer. That's why you're just seeing me.
Well, you can hear me, though.
We lost our picture of Fred Dreyer. That's why you're seeing me. So hopefully our crack operations department will hear that. And then you can hear Fred, but you can just look at me. So I don't know. This is crazy stuff. And I think in baseball, what are they going to do, play like a series there? They'll probably be in London for a series or so, three games.
Well, how about saying, gee, we got, you know, we're the Dodgers. We got to go play the Mets, and we got to go play the Phillies.
Right.
And then we got to take a 27-hour flight on the Concorde to go to London and Belgium and play 10 games over there.
Right.
And if you're going to go there, you don't go there for a three-game series. You go there for like 10, 15 games.
Exactly.
Right? And I don't want to be over there for 10 or 15 games. I want to be home.
What are you going to do across the pond for 10 or 15 games?
Yeah, and you know they'll say, well, you know the Baseball Players Association and the owners got together and they signed off on it, so you've got to do that. And you know, so if I'm a viable player, I'm going to tell my agent, you know, when we start going over there, I'm going to get a sore back. I'm not doing it, you know. I'm not gonna play anywhere that I don't want to play.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think the players will probably start saying that. That's a big trip.
I'm not going over there. It's exactly. Halfway. That's around the world.
All right, we're going to take a little break and come back with more in the Sports Lounge here coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Radio. We're happy to be with you at this time. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer. We'll get to his emails here in just a moment. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, Facebook.com, Fred_Dreyer, and on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll be back. Stay with us.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16, in-store only. Coupon required, one per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Something I discovered last week with you, Fred, is you can do some uncanny impressions. I hear you were doing Howard Cosell earlier. You also do one heck of a of an impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get into the chopper! You mean that one?
Yeah, that one. Can you do it one more time?
Get into the chopper! Come on, do it! Do it! Get into the chopper now!
It's always, why every time Arnold makes a movie is there always a chopper? When he goes to dinner, you've been out with him when he works
it's
out.
It's in his contract.
Is there a chopper that takes him out of the gym?
Yes, it is. He has it on the roof. So he climbs the ladder and he's got his shorts on. He's really flexing.
Yeah.
He's doing the quadriflex.
Get into the
and
chopper.
And he gets into the chopper and the thing just takes off.
That's good.
Yeah.
Got a big cigar always hanging out there.
Always. Always.
It's good. All right, we got some messages on Facebook Live that we got to take care of with you, Fred. So let's go take a look at them here. We got, I mentioned Kelly is
look
listening.
Look at me. Now I'm over here.
Kelly is listening in Pennsylvania. And she says, finally, warm weather. So apparently it's been pretty cold.
Where?
In Pennsylvania. So I thought I'd let you know. We're on there. And James is talking to us from Phoenix. He says to say hello. Also, they had 3 birthdays in 1 week, according to Kelly. She said, my wedding anniversary, Thursday, 38 years. My son got engaged on Mother's Day. And so it's been very crazy and busy. And Myra says, was there from 73 to 77. Myra McKay. Do we know who Myra McKay is? Was she at the mansion with you? Myra McKay, she said she was. She says was there from 73 to 77. Give us more info, Myra. We don't know what you're talking about, so we can pass it along here on the show.
Yeah,
so we do. All right. So anyway, so the power rankings on baseball: you got Dodgers 1, Yankees 2, Mets 3, Angels 4,
yep.
And we got Major League Baseball's. Listen to this. So I mentioned they're going to play games in London in 2023, 2024, 2026. Further plans. For you, Fred.
Yes.
Because they're in talks to play games in Paris in 2025.
Oh, guys, sign me up. Oh,
they're right.
Man.
Go to the game, go to the day game, and then go to the Follies Brigere.
We're over going to play a Twilight Night doubleheader with Pepe Le Pew's.
This is going to be great stuff. All right, let's look at some of the we got emails here and things of that nature to take a look at here for Fred, and I got to get to my questions for you, Fred, of all kinds from everybody here. So here's one. It says, hi, Fred. One chance meeting my son and I had with you stuck with both of us. Years ago in San Diego, you were filming, and I told my son Shane you were one of my heroes. You walked near us. I mentioned the Rams to you. You came over. You talked to us. You took time with my young student athlete. You even made the crew wait a sec. Well, that's really something, Fred. Time is money. You even made the crew wait a sec. Shane always thought you were a class act and still remembers it. He played D1 football on scholarship, earned his degree in health sciences. He's 32 now. He's a successful business owner, dad, husband, and son. That encounter, of course, made me an even bigger fan and an influenced Shane. Watching one of my heroes focusing on a conversation with my son doesn't get any better. Just wanted you to know, my friend, I hope you are well. That's Troy.
We got to get these guys signed up for June 22nd.
Yeah, tell them about this. This is a big deal. This is an evening.
It's an evening with Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
That's me.
Yeah.
And
I wondered what the connection was.
It was really good. And so on Sunday, the 22nd of June, will be on live globally around the world on our Zoom feed.
Yep.
And we'll be talking about all kinds of different things. And we wish everybody that they could have a nice a time with me on the broadcast would tune in. And
it's great.
And you guys are welcome to do that. Call she had to call Samantha, didn't she?
You go to galaxycon.com. galaxycon.com. Here's the thing. This is different than the other one. Fred is going to be, I think it's a free opening where Fred gets interviewed, and then they go into special one-on-one interviews where you get to be one-on-one asking Fred whatever question you want. It's just you. It's not a bunch of callers. It's just you and Fred, and then you can get a signed autograph or whatever you want with a picture. So it's going to be a big
deal. You can also send me things such as, you know, helmet, shoes, shirts to
Fred will keep them and make sure they're in the right size.
And then you can, I'll sign them and then send them back to you.
Yeah, you will sign them and send them back.
Yeah.
Unless there's something really valuable, like a nice
I'll keep them.
Smoking jacket or something. You might go, hey.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Horn, give them your Dodger jacket. I'll sign that and send it back to them. Yeah, so that's pretty good stuff over there. That's coming up June 22nd. Again, the website you want to go to is galaxycon.com. Galaxycon.com.
It should be up there today.
Should be, I think, today.
Today, they're posting it today.
Now, Ray Foote said, saw this on YouTube. Let's get the picture up if we can, because we're going to show this to our video pals out there. But it looks like you, Fred, who are you talking to here?
Jack Youngblood.
You and Jack Youngblood having a laugh a moment here. It says, saw this on YouTube. What a great accomplishment to hold the Seahawks to -7 total yards. You and Jack were beasts.
Yes.
That's what Ray said. Ray Foote.
Yeah, Ray Foote. Well, Ray knows.
Yeah, he would know that.
But, -7 still stands.
Yeah, that's a really big deal over there.
That's a big deal.
Pam says, she sends in, she's our archivist here and our historian, since you were in such excellent shape when you were filming Hunter, she says, you were able to do a lot of your own terrific stunts. Most were sensational. Don't think the fight in the pile of fish could have been very much fun, though. Is that what you
that
were?
That was a very dangerous thing for me to do.
How so?
I was on the deck.
Yeah.
Of the
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes. And they were unloading on the dock. That's what it was.
Yeah.
They were unloading all these big piles of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to ask this guy some information. He gets smart with me, and the fight starts. And we both fall into this vat of freshly caught fish.
Must have been heaven for you. You love fish.
Oh, I know. I had the cook come in and pick out.
Did you have a pan there and just popping them out?
Yes.
Get the chopper. Take the fish.
Yeah, right. And then it was an interesting stunt. But the problem was we had to do it toward the end of the day, because after that we couldn't work with fish all over you.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
So Pam goes on. She said, "Don't think the fight in the pile of fish could have been much fun, though." And she said, "Lots of running. Fans say they can tell when your stunt double was doing the running scenes, because you, Fred, always ran like a football player. He didn't." Love to hear your thoughts. And she sent along some pictures. So if we can put some of these up, we got a picture here right now. Here is Fred. It looks like you guys are in the fish. This is the fish thing now. You and the guy are fighting in the fish, and this is when you fell off, or you fell into those fish?
We fell into them.
Into the fish.
Yeah, and then we both rolled around for a while, and then the director, he wanted it to go on and on and on, and I kept giving him the okey-doke, like, okay, that's it, cut it.
You look like you're in your customary hunter suit and tie, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Looking pretty sharp there.
Yeah, well, they brought me in to pick out an old suit that I didn't like very much.
Because you weren't going to wear that again.
Because that was the last time I was going to be wearing that.
Now, then we have our next shot here. It looks like are you stuck in between a rock and a hard place? You're in between a wall and a fence, and you got your gun pulled out, and you're ready to take a shot here.
Yeah.
What's this all about here?
I'm I got myself in a jackpot.
Are you pinned down?
Got myself in a jackpot.
Yeah.
And the guy's going to shoot me. So I figured I'd shoot him, didn't worry about myself later.
Yeah. You always think, you got to think right away.
You got to.
Okay, now when she was talking about you running, and you could always tell when you ran because you looked ran like a football player. Here's a shot of you. Look at the way you're running here. It looks like you're going for the touchdown right here. You got your gun out, but straight. The leg is straight. This you're propelled. You're actually you're made for motion here. You're standing upright. Great posture. Your head is back. Your chest is out. You're pumping down the roadway here right now.
That's how we did it when we went to work out for training camp. We ran 220s like that.
You did? Yeah. Just like that? Yeah. Seriously?
You put your clothes on. You put your coat and tie on. And
you did, huh?
Yeah.
And it put extra weight on you when you're doing it.
But that's just the way I run.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now we got another picture here we can take a look at here and see what this one is. Here's a picture. Looks like you're learning how to ride a bicycle. Now, here you are on, it's a two-wheeler bicycle, not a trike.
No, it's not.
And there's no training wheels.
It has two wheels, uh-huh. Mike.
Not a trike.
I wouldn't confuse that. Yeah, that's in Venice on the Strand.
This looks like the bicycle here looks like a 24-inch. It doesn't even look like the full 26-inch bike. Yeah, I used to have a 24-inch.
It's an 18-inch, I think.
It's pretty good. That's a nice one there. I like the way that is. And then we got one other shot here, if we can take a look at this one. Now, here, you're crawling, it looks, back into, is it a boat or something from the water? You're dripping wet, sopping wet.
I am. We shot that down in Long Beach.
So what happened here?
A fight.
Your show always ended up in some kind of fisticuffs.
Look, when we were making this show, for a good number,
they're having trouble in the control room today.
For a good number of years, they had us do some pretty good action stunts. There wasn't many cop shows doing what we were doing.
So not a lot of cop shows doing this. You were cutting edge. I mean, it really was. You guys were on the cusp of something great.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and I, of course, that bicycle photograph is one of my personal favorites over there.
Well, there it is.
You were about to take a spill here, or did you regain balance?
I was driving at top speed down the Strand, and I saw the guy go to my right, which is the left here, and so I had to slow down, gather myself, and make a sharp turn and chase him down.
And you did not fall. You were perfect.
No. Yeah, what the hell would I fall for?
Good that you're wearing, instead of shorts, you've got, at least you don't have your suit on, but you've got your Levi's, so it's perfect bike riding gear that you have.
Yes, that's why. It's the beach.
It's the beach. Oh, yeah. All right, what else? We got some more. Those are some good pictures there, but let's get, if we can, I think we have time to sneak in one more email. This one goes from Joel. Joel says, hi, Mr. Dreyer. Hope you're doing well and staying safe from COVID. I was 14 when your show Hunter started. I loved it then. I still love it now. I think it'd be cool if you could make like a movie that has a criminal that got out of jail and you had to find him before he or she could get you. The green Plymouth Fury you had was so bad. I'd love to have one now. Take care and know there's a lot of people who like your show and the movies. Stay safe.
Great. Thank you so much for that support. And on top of all that, somebody, a friend of mine, sent me the 1977 Plymouth Satellite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's about like so.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a real heavy-duty deal. Doors open up, the hood opens up. It's great. It's a model.
Like a model kit?
Yeah, it's great.
And do you have it displayed proudly next to your Amazon Echo?
It's in the same room.
It's good.
Yeah.
That's kind of a collection wall you got there with some good stuff in it. Is there a picture of me up there?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. No.
I have to correct that. Get one out to you. I'll sign it to tell you, by the way. Fred?
I have new doors and windows, so you're not going to be able to get in.
Thanks for the laughs. Can I put that in? Your pal, Mike.
Of course.
Or see at the ramp. We'll put that in there.
That's
all right,
right.
We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, we're here with the final segment of the show. This show has just been bouncing by today. Really got some great stuff here. Troy sent an email to freddryer@crntalk.com. Again, that's your email address if you want to get a note in here to Fred. Fred Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Troy says, hi, Fred. Years ago in San Diego, you were filming, and I told my son Shane you were one of my heroes. You walked near us. I mentioned there. Oh, we just read this
you
one.
You read that one.
Rising Sun says, Fred Dryer, is it true when you were with the Rams during the season, you would sleep in an RV at the stadium?
No,
No. I never heard that.
No, that's not true.
Now, we know that Rick Monday actually, when COVID was going on.
You told me that.
Yeah, he stayed. Well, he talked about it on the air. He was in an RV at the stadium.
Well, that's, if the virus is going around, the last thing I'm doing is sleeping in an RV.
Yeah, well, at Token says Rick Hunter is still the G-O-A-T.
A-T.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. I thought it was maybe like an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., maybe a new show you're on, Agents of GOAT.
I did Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You did?
I got shot right in the head on that show.
Well, you were also drinking a glass of wine, and you normally don't have a glass of wine, and that's the photo that we show here when they go sliding by is a picture of you holding wine. That's from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, there it is.
Now, if you want to get a hold of Fred Dryer, for gosh sakes, follow him on Facebook, Fred_Dryer. Then, if you want to follow him, on Twitter, Fred_Dryer. Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer, and email him, send him an email, Fred Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dryer at crntalk.com. And don't forget, what's the date of the evening with Fred Dryer? June 22nd?
June 22nd, Sunday.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific,
yep.
Noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern time. So
yeah,
make it a Sunday with Fred.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a new event for me. I'm looking forward to it and to see how many fans we can talk to and visit with. It'll be a lot of fun.
Find out more. Go to galaxycon.com. Galaxycon, C-O-N.com is the website. We'll see you next week.
Get to the chopper!